This is The Takeaway. I am Farai Chidea in for Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. We're joined by James Painter, BBC Latin American analyst for the BBC World Service, to get some insight into a political shakeup in Cuba. President Raul Castro replaced 11 officials. It happened yesterday. It ousted politicians linked to his brother Fidel. Does it signal a new era for Cuba? Is it a reshuffle that was in the cards since Raul took over? The question goes to James Painter. James, what do you think? This is sort of expected, don't you think?
Well, it was expected that he was going to do some sort of shakeup. He'd said for some time he was going to streamline the ministries. I think what's surprising is that two key allies or confidants of Fidel have been removed, the foreign minister for almost a decade, Felipe Perez Roque, and Carlos Laje has been replaced as cabinet secretary. So I think what it really is Raul stamping his own imprimatur, if you like, on his cabinet and his top officials.
So this is a personality paring back to get rid of characters from the old era, looking forward to the new, but it's also a vote against big government in Cuba, it sounds like.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I don't think it's a vote against big government. He wants to make the political and economic system more efficient. And he's streamlining a number of the ministries. The key question is, what does these changes mean for the future direction, particularly of the Cuban economy? If you remember, he has talked a lot about introducing some small-scale reforms to the Cuban economy to make it more efficient. What will these changes mean? Will it mean that the reforms, particularly in the agricultural sector, particularly on salary ceilings, are those going to be introduced more easily now with his own people, or is there still going to be delays on these promises that he's made to the Cuban people?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but let's break that into two pieces then. To looking around today, what's the average Cuban citizen to make of this? Is it likely to affect them? And what are the nations in the region likely to think of this change quickly?
Well, very quickly, I was in Cuba at the beginning of last month, and certainly, at least in Havana, people wanted to see economic changes to improve their lot. Remember that the average wage is about $20 a month, and they're desperate for changes that will give them a better standard of living. In the region, I don't think it will have a huge impact. Very briefly, Raul, over the last 12 months, has mended relations with a number of Latin American countries. The key to the future is what's going to happen in terms of relations with the U.S.
And what about Venezuela? Certainly, Hugo Chavez thinks of Cuba as his best friend in the region. Is that reciprocated?
Oh, yes, very much so. The Cuban economy is dependent on subsidies of Venezuelan oil to the tune of around $4 billion is the best guesstimate a year. And that relationship will remain very close.
And finally, you know, $20 a month is the wage in Cuba. What tangibly can be done to improve that by this new sort of shakeup or by Raul?
Well, there are a number of questions. Is he going to lift, as I said, the ceiling on salaries to allow people to earn more, particularly in the state sector? Is he going to allow more small-scale businesses to improve income in a number of sectors, from particularly the agricultural sector, but, say, small businesses as well?
All right. And we'll have to see if that transpires over the next several months. James Painter, BBC Latin American analyst for the BBC World Service, joining us from London. Thanks, James.